thing about Berlin that I have found is that, especially if you're maneuvering in the expat community, what you're dealing with more often than not is starstruck people exactly like me who are, you know, completely entranced with the romanticism of the city and specifically the way that you can be a naive artist in this city and abstain from responsibility. And that's extraordinarily intoxicating at first. But what you ultimately realize is that the vast majority of your friends are living in a perpetual state of arrested development, which is fine, but if you're not, and if you're starting to get older and thinking about things like career and responsibility and stuff like that, then all of your friends being in their mid-30s and playing accordion for a living on a street corner and not being able to afford heat in the winter, it stops having this air of romanticism to it, and it just has this despair of just being completely pathetic. I guess this is just very much about getting older, where people around you are like, you know, I'm living the dream, and you're like, well, yeah, but this dream sucks, you know?
You know, John, it strikes me that your description of Berlin sounds a lot like Los Angeles.
That sounds very astute to me, and in fact, a lot of the people that I know who are like this are originally from Los Angeles, but California, area of Los Angeles.
That might be one of California's exports, arrested development.